ants, mosquitoes, flies, oh my. But other than that, what's not to like about a picnic? Having learned the joys of picnicking pleasures from my parents as a young child, I have always been a picnic lover. In my youth, while on our Wisconsin vacations, my parents thought nothing of throwing the five of us kids in a small fishing boat and motoring us out to an island for a picnic lunch. It would have been a lot easier to eat in the cabin, but somehow ham sandwiches tasted a whole lot better on an island. Although I continued the same tradition with my own children and grandchildren, I've never done a lot of picnicking elsewhere. Perhaps I thought that I needed an island. But recently, I've picked up my picnicking pace, especially when I travel. Some of the most delightful meals of my life, simple though they may be, have been on a picnic with a view. It's a lot more fun to lunch on the steps of the Lincoln Monument than eat in a fancy restaurant. More inviting to listen to the happy music of a mountain creek with a rock for a seat than endure the noise of a crowded cafe. And definitely more inspiring to perch on the rim of the Grand Canyon than eat in the stuffy confines of a car. For one of the things I love about a picnic is that it's a rare chance to stop the busyness of the moment and just look around and be still. See the clouds, smell the air, watch a bird, but most importantly, it's a chance to reconnect with someone you love, the beauty of nature, a friend, or maybe just yourself. In a way, a picnic creates its own island, no matter where you are, for it offers an oasis of calm, an opportunity for togetherness, and a chance to share. Just don't forget the bug spray. I'm Marnie Mamminga, and that's my perspective.